Again, I'm Julia Heaney. I'm with the Michigan Public Health Institute, and our role is, well, one of our roles is supporting the state-based accreditation program in Michigan that Teresa referred to in her presentation, and we are inspired and excited by the type of work that's going on in Berrien County, and we have developed a strategy for encouraging that type of work throughout the public health system in Michigan, and that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today. I have no disclosures. I'm joined by Jesse Jones, who is our accreditation coordinator in Michigan. She'll be available to answer questions if anyone has any about how our program works. Just a little bit of background on Michigan's accreditation program. Probably many of you are aware that there's a national accreditation program that's been rolled out in September, which is very exciting. Michigan has had an accreditation program since 1998. Our accreditation program looks a little bit different than FAB. Our program is mandatory, so all of Michigan's 45 health departments are required to participate in the program. It runs on a 3-year cycle, which contrasts with FAB's 5-year cycle. But the process looks very much like FAB's process, if you've looked at that at all. So it begins with a self-assessment, which is followed by an on-site review, which is followed by corrective plans of action if any indicators are missed in the on-site review process. Our program in Michigan is derived from Michigan's public health code as well as other administrative rules, laws, policies. So it's a program that looks more at compliance than FAB's program, which is more aligned with the 10 essential services. We have minimum program requirements in 12 areas. The first section is in local health department powers and duties. The second set of sections have to do with local public health operations. You can see what that looks like there. And then there's a set of areas under categorical grant-funded services. Okay, so the quality improvement supplement. This was first introduced in our program in our last 3-year cycle, cycle 4, which ran from 2008 to 2011. And the quality improvement supplement, in contrast with the rest of our program, is a voluntary program. Health departments can opt to participate in it or opt not to participate in it. Our hope was that by putting it out there and developing it, providing an opportunity to participate in it, the health departments would look at that as an opportunity to kind of assess themselves against some quality improvement standards and start thinking about whether or not they wanted to start incorporating quality improvement into the work that they do. We developed the QIS as part of Michigan's Multi-State Learning Collaborative grant and kind of tracked it throughout the process of also going through that grant. The way that we developed it was very closely aligned with FAB's Domain 9 draft standards, which, if you're familiar with Domain 9 or have looked at the program since it rolled out, the draft standards do look different than the final standards, version 1 standards, and you'll kind of see that reflected in this presentation. But we developed it before the final final standards were released. And it's reviewed as part of the powers and duties section of the accreditation program. So the QIS is designed to assess LHD capacity to evaluate and continuously improve public health processes and programs. It was also developed, however, to encourage the use of quality improvement. So even if a health department's not going to go through the QIS, opts not to, we hope that they look at the QIS and see it as a chance to kind of consider what standards for quality improvement in public health might look like. We also designed it to assist health departments in preparing for national accreditation if they chose to do that. I have our MPR stands for minimum program requirements. That's how Michigan's accreditation program is organized around minimum program requirements. And I have those listed up here. I won't go through each of them. They'll kind of be reflected later on in the presentation. But, again, they do align with FAB's draft standards. So the first one has to do with establishing a culture of quality. The second one has to do with evaluating the effectiveness of public health processes. And the third has to do with implementing quality improvement of public health processes and program goals. I think I need a drink of water. So this reflects the 3-year cycle, the last 3-year cycle of our accreditation program and participation in the QIS as part of cycle 4. In the first year, of Cycle 4, 56 of the health departments voluntarily determined that they would like to participate in the QIS, which we thought was great. We were very happy with that. However, in the next year of Cycle 4, we started to see participation decline. We weren't exactly sure why, but we were concerned and wanted to do something to encourage greater participation in the third year of Cycle 4. And so we implemented this project to try to figure out why participation was going down and what we could do to encourage and support participation in the QIS. So we developed a survey, which was administered online to health officers and accreditation coordinators at Michigan's 45 health departments. We had a 75% response rate to our survey, and the survey included a set of questions that was specific to health departments that already done the QIS, so that set of sections had fewer respondents. This first graph looks at a set of questions that just reflect kind of overall interest in, capacity to do quality improvement work in public health departments. You can see that there was really strong agreement around the idea that leadership and staff support using quality improvement, building quality improvement capacity, that it's a priority for the health department, and that the Multi-State Learning Collaborative was helpful in building QI capacity for local health departments in Michigan. Less support for the idea that there are supports out there within our state for building QI capacity in general. MDCH, that stands for the Michigan Department of Community Health. That's most of our public health functions reside in that agency. Less support for the idea that they provide the needed support to build QI capacity. Less support for the idea that evaluation training is available. Less support for the idea that health departments have the resources to build their QI capacity. We looked at the differences between health departments that participated in the Multi-State Learning Collaborative and health departments that didn't. As Teresa mentioned, Berrien County was one that participated, and health departments like hers, we thought, might have a different perspective on using quality improvement than other health departments in Michigan. So we had 16 that participated in the MLC out of our 45, and we found the asterisk denotes a statistically significant difference, even though we have a really small sample size we're looking at. The MLC helped build QI capacity in Michigan. MLC health departments agreed with that much more strongly than non-MLC health departments. The health department has used Michigan's Quality Improvement Guidebook as part of MLC 2. Michigan developed a guidebook on quality improvement in local public health that we use throughout our training for MLC 3, and so we weren't too surprised to see that difference. And the idea that MDCH supports building QI capacity was something that MLC health departments were more likely to agree with than non-MLC health departments. Interestingly, health departments that participated in the MLC were also more likely to feel that there were other initiatives that supported QI in public health and had built QI capacity in Michigan. So greater awareness of the other Robert Johnson Foundation and other initiatives that are out there to build QI capacity. We asked health departments to respond to a whole series of questions that broke out FAB's Domain 9 draft standards into these kind of subcomponent questions to kind of tease out where are they most ready and where are they least ready to meet these standards and from their own self-assessment, their own perceptions of where they were. What we tried to do for the purpose of these slides, since we now know FAB's version 1 standards, is kind of realign them to match up with the version 1 standards a little bit better. So that's the organization here. So FAB standard 9.1 measure 9.1.3a. Use a process to determine and report on achievement of goals, objectives, and measures set by the performance management system. So there was a series of items that kind of aligned with that kind of idea. And you can see that the health departments reported that they use evaluation data to identify opportunities for improvement, but a good third of them are not evaluating the effectiveness of processes and or programs, don't have a process for developing process and or program goals, lack a process for developing program measures, and routinely monitor progress toward meeting program goals and performance measures. Substantially fewer health departments reported that they have a process for developing goals that span all programs. So they're doing this in one spot or another spot or one program or another, but not across the agency as a whole. FAB standard 9.1 measure 9.1.4a implement a systematic process for assessing customer satisfaction with health department services. Most of the health departments reported that they have a customer satisfaction survey going on somewhere in their health department, but very few are doing that across the health department as a whole. So again, there's that distinction between we do this a little bit or we do this in one program, but we don't do this across the department, across the agency. And again, a good third reported that they don't have a process for using the customer satisfaction information that they are collecting. Under FAB standard 9.2, measure 9.2.1A, establish a quality improvement program based on organizational policies and direction. Again, we can see that same pattern of agencies reporting that they don't have an agency-wide QI plan in place, although it is happening in some programs. Under the FAB standard that has to do with implementing quality improvement activities, we had two-thirds of health departments that say they have access to a consultant that can provide resources on QI, and around half that have staff that have been trained in QI and using QI to drive improvements, which is awesome, which is great, but it's only halfway there. So we wanted to, as I said, what we wanted to do was try to use this information to encourage greater participation in the QIS. So we asked about not only where they felt they were strong and where they were less strong, but what were the barriers from their vantage point to participating in the QIS. And the greatest barrier was, not surprisingly, that they don't have time, followed by they don't have resources, they don't have staff, they don't have someone who can coordinate this work. So that was a big piece of what we heard from this. But we also heard that they need training and technical assistance, and they need some clear incentives to put the resources that would be necessary to participate into this effort. We asked about some other things that you don't see here on the slide. We asked about whether they weren't participating because it wasn't an organizational priority, and health departments did not agree with that. They felt that it was an organizational priority. We asked them if they thought the standards were too difficult, and they disagreed with that. They didn't feel that the standards were too difficult. They also felt like the QIS, the way the standards were worded, was sufficiently clear. They weren't concerned about negative consequences of failing to meet an indicator that those results are reported to their Board of Health. We thought that might be a barrier to participating, that there could be negative consequences for not meeting it. And they disagreed with that, that wasn't a concern that they had. So it really was about supports and about resources and about incentives. We were happy to see that they did see some benefits of participating in the QIS. They felt that it would help to create a culture of quality in local public health, which is really, you know, our objective, really what we're working towards. So we were thrilled to see that a good portion of health departments agreed that's a benefit of participating in the QIS. They also felt that it generates interest in quality improvement, increases health departments' confidence that they can do quality improvement, that it encourages LHDs to expand their infrastructure around quality improvement. So some really positive perceptions of the benefits of doing engaging in the QIS. We also asked, what could we do to make this easier? And so we went through several processes to kind of generate ideas for what we might be able to do that would support participation in the QIS. And health departments, along with that idea of wanting some incentives, they felt that if they could receive accreditation with commendation if they participated successfully in the QIS, that would encourage them to participate. Accreditation with commendation is something that used to be part of Michigan's program and has been, following this survey and some additional work that happened in the state, has been reinstated. So it's kind of an acknowledgement of how well a health department did in the accreditation process. They also asked for follow-up training and some technical assistance and training around quality improvement that they felt that would encourage participation. So our takeaway messages from this survey was that health departments in Michigan value quality improvement. They see the benefits of engaging in quality improvement, and they see the benefits of having accreditation standards out there around quality improvement. We learned that health departments might have the most difficulty with standards that ask them to report on department-wide efforts. So not providing examples from specific programs, but really looking at the health department as a whole and having standards around the department as a whole. We also learned that health departments might need some support in developing and monitoring performance goals and measures. So thinking about their work in terms of performance goals and measures, thinking about performance management, it's an area where health departments might need some help and support. And working on quality improvement with their local governing entity. We didn't focus on that as much in this presentation, but that was another piece where health departments needed some support. So we felt that health departments might benefit from if we could do something to decrease the time burden of participating in the QIS, if there's anything that we could do to help them see how quality improvement can save them time and save them resources in the long run if they make the upfront investment. If we were able to provide some training and technical assistance on accreditation standards related to QI, and if we were able to provide some incentives to participate. So what we were able to do immediately after the survey was put together this QIS toolbox, which is on our Michigan accreditation website. And in that toolbox, we developed a sample QI policy plan and project tracking template. We provided an example QI plan. We put together some sample goals and objectives. We put together a presentation on quality improvement and the quality improvement supplement for health departments to use with their local governing entities. And we also put together a survey template and distribution process that could be applied agency-wide within a health department. So what we did was we went through the survey results in a lot of detail and kind of pulled out, okay, this is something that we could act on, this is something we could act on, and put together some resources to make getting underway simpler and more straightforward for health departments. And again, as I said, successful participation in the QIS was added to the criteria for receiving accreditation with commendation as an incentive. Kind of more distantly from this, we are now working on a second edition to the Michigan's Quality Improvement Guidebook, and we're using these results to kind of inform what we're building into the second edition of the guidebook to provide some more support in these areas that where health departments needed some more help. And we're also, in Michigan, we're looking for opportunities to be able to do more face-to-face training. We know that that's highly valued by health departments and want to provide that as we can get resources to put those together. All right, and questions at the end. Thank you.